What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows. Oh, 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 it's Carrick. You knew no. Never believed it wasn't so. It's Carrick.
Okay.
You know.
Call for the second round.
He's gonna give it a go.
That's what you want.
Never been a snake.
Okay. No, that's...
Never made my heart ache.
I think that's okay.
Ollie overlooked and he's in mourning.
Oh, wow.
Loves to raise his head for the prices that he spread.
Oh, he's...
United legend that won it all with lots of fight. My name's Terry.
Wow, that is possibly the best one yet. My name is Andy.
Andy, bloody hell, are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
I was good to hear it. I was just saying there, that's one of the best cold opens of the pod.
Well, what do you think that relates to, Andy?
I'm trying to piece it together, but it happened to do with the new Man United job.
Interim manager.
Well, actually, are they calling him that, though?
Caretaker, I believe.
Now, according to what I listened to today on Stick to Football, that they said they're making a point of not saying that to get the buy-in from the players, that he's just the coach until the end of the season.
Or head coach. Yeah, interim head coach. Whatever, sorry, I shouldn't have said manager. They're basically...
This is a sore point.
I'm surprised I haven't been, a laser pointer on my head.
Like,
don't say that word. You're not the manager. You're the head coach.
I thought you said keelhaul. Did I just make a faux pas?
No, Amorim was not the manager.
Do you think that's what... Well, actually, we discussed it last week, really, but the... You were gunning for Ollie, and you're going with another former player.
Yeah,
happy with that.
Happy enough.
Dot.
I was just excited.
It's not
that'd
that.
Be a little Ollie,
chance of redemption.
Yeah, my man. You know,
what's Carrick? What's Carrick know about that? Huh?
He's like one of the best centre mids in the 21st century. Like.
Well, one of the best centre mids.
One of the very few to
top
win.
Top what?
In the Premier League? Like, centre mid?
Yeah. Since
top 10, definitely. Like
since 2000?
Yeah, since 2000. Won three Premier League titles.
I don't know enough
Three Premier
players.
League titles in a row. A Champions League, an FA Cup. Like,
but was he...
He won it all.
Yeah, but was
It was in the song. And lots of fight.
Okay, but was he instrumental?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would bow to your United knowledge and football knowledge in general, to be fair. So I'll take you at your word. Number two.
I don't know. Like, he leveled up completely when he came from Spurs. We hadn't won a league title in like 3 years. And then we signed Carrick and we won three in a row. Coincidence? I mean, we did have Rooney and Ronaldo.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is.
But
he
was a first name on the team sheet kind of guy, like, you know?
Wow, Michael Carrick.
Yeah.
Why am I thinking that he's just some schlub?
Because you're a king schlub.
You
want everybody to be like you.
Can't we all just schlub along?
I'm kind of excited, though. Like, he did a good-ish job at Middlesbrough. Like, he took them over when they were 21st in the Championship.
Yeah.
They came fourth that year.
Okay.
On a kind of small budget. And they kept selling his best players. And not replacing them. So, you know.
He did all right.
So, am I expecting us to beat Man City?
But Terry, this is Manchester United Football Club we're talking about, eh?
Yeah.
This isn't your Middlesbrough. This is Manchester United Football Club.
You would think
about,
that, like, a good manager on paper that can get a lot out of not very good players.
Yeah.
Surely you transpose that onto better players. Logically. And
you would think.
Yeah. Now, but logic goes out the window at Man United, of course.
But here's the kicker. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree that United's players, the problem is not the talent. The problem is the buy-in.
A lot of them don't have brains. I will give you that. Like,
you know what I mean?
But like, maybe he can...
I think I would rather a team of like... I would almost rather a team of League One players who are just so fucking up for it.
Here's the thing, Andy. Yeah. We've come at this from every conceivable angle post-Fergie. Post-Fergie, you've brought in... we've brought in, like, legend manager, like Louis Van Gaal.
You
brought in serial winner, Jose Mourinho. Yeah. Okay, club legend, Ole Solskjaer. He's scrapped. Outsider that can systematically take the thing apart and critique it to death, and then maybe it'll get better in, like, Ranić. Gone.
Get him back.
Then we've got, we've got a new, different type of, like, up-and-coming winner, like Ten Hag. Grown him into the ground. Well, we do it again with Emerson. No, sorry.
Like,
safe pair of hands. Carrick, he's a yes man. Like, apparently what got him over the hump was, like, Solskjaer was like, if we get Champions League, I want it in my contract that, like, I get, like, permanent job. Here, and Carrick didn't mention any of that, and it's kind
this
of
this is this time around.
This is this time around, yeah.
Do you think that's what stopped them from going with Solskjaer?
I think so, yeah.
But well, I mean, that's stupid though, as well, because I mean, this is your chance to have a little bit of redemption, and then go off into the
sunset. He wants it, but he wants, like,
you're not good enough for it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you're not good enough for it. This is a keep us on track until
you know, look,
but.
The idea with Carrick, I think, is if he does a good job at United, even if they don't get Champions League, say they get Europa League, if he does a good job there, like Bournemouth manager out of contract in the summer, Fulham manager out of contract in the summer, Palace manager out of contract in the summer, three Premier League teams that are going to stay up.
Yeah.
And if there's managerial vacancies and you've done a good job at United, you'll, like, slot in there seamlessly.
You would think Solskjaer would know that as well. But he only has eyes for United.
Whoop, whoop.
He's
just sitting there having a glass of whiskey, glass of red wine, playing that, looking
with those watery eyes of his.
Looking at a picture of, like,
class of 99,
like, Barcelona.
But the question is, Terry.
Yes?
They want a yes man. Who are they saying yes to? The board?
The people above,
it's the worst thing you want. They're the ones who caused this mess.
It's not what I want. I'm not really. I think.
Let me ask you a question. What do you want? If bullshit aside of what's going on,
what manager do you want? Want the Glazers out?
Yeah.
One, like,
of course.
Like, they came to visit the new training complex that, like, they didn't put a penny of their own money towards. Like, big Jim coughed up 50 mil.
He's a big grifter, isn't he?
I don't know if grifter is the right word.
What's grifter?
Grifter is like a con man. Wrong?
Yeah, is he in a bit of a...
He's a petrochemicals, like...
That rings alarm bells right now. Petrochemical.
Doesn't mean you're a grifter, like, you know?
Some sort of super
villain. Todd Bowley.
Super
villain. Todd Bowley, yeah, it's more of a super villain.
Okay.
He's a baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't mean in a good way. Okay. Yeah. Not in the current... form-fitting way. He's a bad guy. He'd be the bad guy in, like, the Sandlot, you know, like, he's the developer coming
old man Radcliffe wants to get rid of our baseball field.
This would make the perfect site.
I like that you went for Sandlot as well.
Good. It's not a great movie.
So Carrick, fair dues. Now my question to you is, what do you make of Chelsea's new manager, Rossinho?
Yeah.
Happy with him?
I mean
you would be, you
know. I wouldn't be happy if you know, he got appointed at United.
He's already, if you ask me, he's already cost himself the job.
Yeah.
With some of his...
Well, he's permanent, though. He's been made permanent. Because he worked...
Where did he come from?
Strasbourg, their other club.
Oh,
and he
was
doing well there,
club,
and it was just
course.
Like, well, can we meet his release clause? I don't know, Todd. Can I really... okay, boss. You know, it's just him playing with two action figures. I'm going to move him over here and put him in a Chelsea jersey. Yay! Sir, your 4 o'clock is here. I'm busy.
But the
he's
the
a grifter. He's like the guy...
Bully.
Yeah, he's proper, like, tax loopholes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's already forced, I think, 3 rule changes to how you operate a club. Like the amortization of contracts, like you can't do the 8-year contract,
right?
You know, sign them for 72 million. Like, that's, they're already brought in a ban for that. They brought in the ban of, like, selling your hotel to yourself. Like, they sold a Chelsea, like, oh, we're selling this to a different part of the company. like blue coat, and it's like, well, Chelsea's net spend is down because they sold something for 200 million.
Oh,
and
right.
The same thing was like sold their training ground or sold the women's training ground to themselves. Something ridiculous. All like real, like proper American, like crypto
loophole. Yeah, you know, sort of like,
this tax loophole. And like, I'm like, football fucking sucks now. Like,
do you know,
I wish the owners were just like, go back to them being like an old man.
Just, we don't know about you.
Yeah, and it's like, he's like, oh, like Delia Smith owns Norwich.
Yeah,
like,
who knew?
Yeah, like Elton John, like, you see him once a year, the FA Cup final when Watford got there, you know, like this kind of stuff.
But this thing with your man Rossinier, I just feel like he's already, you know, the thing that came out, it was so Brentish.
Man, age.
Man, it's all, I'm aging men. I was like, oh God. It's just, and I mean, and it doesn't help that he looks kind of like Will
14.
From The Inbetweeners.
Looks 14, like.
Yeah, like, I mean.
He was a pundit before he got into management.
Yeah, because I knew he looked familiar.
He used to write for The Guardian.
Is he in his 30s? Like,
I think he's like younger than me, probably.
Younger than us, like?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, me, I don't know. I don't know you.
All right, I'm 1 year older than you.
Oh, speaking of, it's my 40th birthday in like 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I want us as a podcast to do for a present for me.
Okay.
Because I'm not getting a present out of you any other way. Anyway,
you might
sorry.
Do. 40th.
Sorry, put that voice back down. I'll put that back in. Yeah, 40th.
40th, I'll give you something.
Yeah, 19 years after my 21st, I get a present of
you. Did I give you something for your 21st?
You did. You gave me a great 21st present.
What was it?
You can't remember?
No.
It fucking mean this much to you, huh?
It was, I've lived a million lifetimes since then.
You gave me a CD of... How many CDs have you given me in your life? And you bought it. You didn't make it.
Oh, I bought it.
Yeah, CD. And I was big into this band.
It wasn't... not Divine Comedy.
No, the band that we're both into. You actually turned me on to them.
Oh, Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Was it metal?
It was metal.
No way.
You still got something, a couple of marbles
rolling around
in there. Yes. Great. That was... That.
I'll have to top it then.
You know?
I'll have to top it.
But here's what I want for the...
Here's
what I want
for
the birthday. A large?
XL for comfort, though.
XL's
are you still fighting the XL?
Oh, yeah. You're XL? You're not XL, eh?
Yeah, I'm XL.
Oh, you're not.
Well, this isn't. This is just L. But
yeah,
this is too
L is...
Now, but do you not find that when you dry them, stick them in the dryer, they just shrink?
Free comedy tips, like these t-shirts, my nice t-shirts, I put them on a gentle wash so they don't shrink.
Mm.
And then you do it in a rinse or a spin afterwards.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
What about drying them, though?
Then you hang them up to dry. Oh. You don't put them in the dryer.
That's what I
do. I've lost too many t-shirts that way.
I do it all my clothes.
And like literally I keep a separate bag for my t-shirts that mean something to me.
Ah.
They go in a separate wash. The other stuff,
do that.
The other stuff just goes in the, you know,
goes through the cycle.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So if you've got nice t-shirts, you look after them.
Okay.
Okay. So about main feed episode, movie review. Big Lebowski.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Okay, it's your birthday.
Yeah. So no, whatever we're recording that week.
We're just
me and you.
Reviewing The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
No problem.
I'm going to go deep.
Oh,
nothing else. Sounds... Just The Big Lebowski.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Straight up.
I'm down with
straight
that.
Up, Marge.
Terry's birthday episode.
Hey, were you sad this week with...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You have something specific.
Oh, you have a follow-up. Sorry.
I'm sad now.
To hear of Xabi Alonso getting the sack with a 71% win ratio.
Do you know what? I wasn't sad... Because he...
Think he could be in at Liverpool soon?
Well, I wasn't sad, one, because he ditched us for Real Madrid. And I remember thinking at the time...
He like, ditched you? No, he didn't.
He did. It was all laid out. He could have been great. He was great. No, he
didn't
was.
He win the Champions League? Would you? He scored in the Champions League final for us.
No, he's great. Obviously a great player for us, but... The big,
oh, you
the
meant
big
as
expectation
manager?
As a manager was like, Javi Alonso was going to come. Javi Alonso. And then... I think
yous are getting ahead of your skis there.
Possibly.
Yeah,
but
very.
I mean, Leverkusen, Liverpool, you know, you knew Klopp was leaving. It was a
Wait,
very...
He didn't snub you because he stayed at Leverkusen. He didn't leave for Real Madrid.
Well, when he left, he went to Madrid.
This year.
Yeah.
He was at Leverkusen last year. You know, he won the league and then he stayed on. And now this was his first year in Madrid.
Who was Madrid's manager before Alonso?
The Don, Carlo.
Oh, of course. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all is forgiven. am excited, I guess. If it turned out that Slot left and he came in,
I'm hearing 2-year contract, and there's no talks
from between Slot.
Yeah,
do you know happy. He looked very unhappy with the
ex. Who he's playing on?
We Macclesfield, Barnsley, and he looked. From one tiredsman to another, he looked very fucking tired. And do you know what
he's
I mean?
Too busy. I tell you, he's tired. Jet lag from fucking going sun
holiday every
sun that bald ass head of his.
But I kind of like, do you know, there's so many things that I see in him where, like, last year when we won the league, it was like, okay, it's like I don't have the emotional connection like I had with Klopp, where I would die for him. But I'm like, you
it's
know
a,
what?
It's, it's a weird one that, like, he won the league
in
his first year, and, like, Klopp's only won. Did he win one league?
One league, yeah.
So, like, he's equaled this guy that nobody really has warmed to or likes.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's already equaled. Yeah. You know, like Klopp's biggest achievement.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like at a canter. Like,
I know. Well, this is the worrying thing is that, like, well, one, like, I didn't need to have an emotional connection with him because you started off winning straight away. And I do think momentum is a huge thing, obviously, in football. And, like, you know, look, just ask Leicester. Like, if you win 9 in a row, all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier to win the 10th and the 11th, you know, that sort of stuff. And
wouldn't know me. That poor lad still has a big barn on his head.
He'll never know.
I mean, it's very hard to win 5 games in a row. Like,
But honestly, from about March of last season, we've been kind of shite. Like, not just... It's like, as soon as we kind of won the league, confirmed, he went to Ibiza.
The League Cup? Like, after losing the League Cup?
Around that,
you're kind of like, oh, the air's just coming out of the balloon a little bit.
Like, the win against Spurs to seal the title, whatever, was a great performance. That was like 5-1 or something. But literally, a few games before that and most of the games after that were not very good. So it's kind of like, I don't have to relate to him because we're winning. And, like, he's calm. I appreciate that he's not trying to be Klopp. I was like, that's actually quite refreshing. And he's very honest and he's, you know, this sort of stuff. But now, without the luster of all the wins, it's like, he can't be saying that. That's too honest.
I'm left with this pig.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, just little choice of phrase, you know, where, like, he was asked about Harvey Elliott or something like that. And he's like, he's not a Liverpool player. Ask Emery, you know.
Do you know what's going on there?
That Emery doesn't want to play him because if he gets more minutes, he'll have to buy him.
Yeah. And he found out pretty early. He was like, "Well, this guy's not for me."
Mm. And then he can't sign a third club in a season, so he's stuck there.
And it costs Liverpool money to break it.
Yeah.
So, like, unless they both agree to terminate it,
yeah,
the only place he can go is US, I think.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's a shame for, like,
young footballer. 6 months, though, like?
Yeah, it would be just for 6 months. But I just mean, like, it's a shame. Like, his year has essentially been wasted. World Cup year as well. Like
this is the thing, is that he left to finally get minutes.
Mm.
And you would think, okay, I'm just close to breaking into the first team.
You could have done with him as well this year. Yeah. Like, you could have.
100%.
You know, and an option on, like, that right wing. Like,
yeah, something like. And so, yeah, I'm sad for him. And but there's loads of players that we let go that I really miss. I miss Diaz. I miss Nunes. I don't care. I miss Nunes. I miss Kelleher.
He's living his best life, Big Keeve.
Big Keeve is incredible. Yeah, he's incredible.
Just like,
oh, I fucking loved it. Made me so happy.
Walter White-esque.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
you know, it's... I've no idea what way this
You said Spurs going. There. That's another job that'll be open probably in the summer.
Frank's going to go?
They're not happy. And they're not doing well.
Mm, I suppose, you know? Yeah. See, Heitinga had just joined their staff.
Did he?
Yeah. So.
Fucking random, yo. There's so many random, like, assistant or coaches. Like, fucking Gabby Heinze is, like, at Arsenal. Fucking scumbag.
I do think that's sometimes where you see people, I'm like, even a lot of people at United, where I'm like,
Jonathan Woodgate is our coach now. Like,
and I'm seeing, Fletcher,
looks like Carrick, death.
Even like Fletcher, Carrick, Evans, all these. I'm like, what the hell? Or like McLaren or something like that.
Ah,
like,
Steve.
What the fuck are these guys doing?
I mean, Sexy Steve won the League Cup back at Man United. You know?
Oh, hey. I don't know if this is part of our Patreon miniseries, but I watched the movie starring Matt Damon in it.
I saw you put this on the docket. You better not have watched one off the list. What movie did you watch?
Why don't you tell me what's on the docket, and then I'll tell you if
so
I
watched. So, Talented Mr. Ripley is next. Dogma, after that. Bourne, after that.
Oh, good. We're doing Bourne?
Yeah, we're doing one of the Bournes.
Great.
Informant, after that. So, you didn't watch that. I think we said True Grit.
Yeah.
The Martian? Did we say The Martian?
I can't remember.
Obviously, The Rip is coming this week.
Obviously.
And one other one. So, what one did you watch? I think if you haven't watched...
Was it Air?
No, but I was going to suggest it.
I did watch it.
Did you like it?
I did.
It's like good,
it.
Right?
Do you know what? It was one of these movies... It's like, I've made a little habit now on my morning...
Where such I an easy
up.
Watch.
Like. It's a very easy watch. Sunday morning, I'm up there with... I'm up with Abby watching it at like 7 a.m., just sticking it on.
Perfect.
And
it was, you time.
Yes, and it was great. And do you know what I would say about it was like... I mean, phenomenal cast.
Yeah.
And I mean,
cost a lot of money,
didn't it? You just know, for the cast,
cast, music, you know.
Here's my problem, though. They could have pocketed some of that money. There was about
basic.
There
ass.
Was about six needle drops too many in that, and it was all just one after an 80s hit. 80s hit. Like, I'm like, I get it. It's
what
the 80s.
Is the most 80s song we're gonna play? And it's
my God.
But like, that's what Affleck, I think, was going for, because you know he directed it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going for the home run. I'm going for like single, and we're just going to walk it around the plates. So it was real like...
That's what it was.
It really was, because I was like, you know, I can't even remember what the first song was, but it's like the equivalent of like when somebody finds a bunch of money, like Money from Pink Floyd starts playing.
Yeah,
it was
that
kind of stuff where you're like,
very on
it's
the
very
nose.
On the nose.
Like, and I thought, you know... About
he's great
in
it though. Affleck is great.
He's great in it. I thought, do you know what I would say? I say... It's worth a watch. It was on what, Disney or?
It's on Prime.
Prime,
And it's Amazon's record theatrical grosser. Guess how much money?
How much?
Like, it made.
Is this? They took it from the movies or since inception, since the movie started, it was an Amazon movie, or did they just buy it after it was in the theaters?
No, they produced it and put it in theaters.
Oh, so it's an Amazon movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's their record grossing movie. In theaters.
Gross?
Well, that's what I'm asking you to take a guess.
Worldwide?
I don't even know if it's released worldwide. It's normally just the States, actually, they do.
Was 10 million?
No. Most money they've ever grossed.
100 million?
90 million.
Oh.
That's not good, Andy.
No?
No.
How much did it cost them?
It cost them like 50 million or something. But
really,
like, that to be your most successful movie.
Yeah, but they're only getting started, though, aren't they?
They've been around forever. They've been around for like.
In the movie game.
Yeah, in the movie game
really?
For like almost 15 years now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, they got a long way to go, huh?
Yeah, sure do.
But this was good. And I do you know what? I thought. I actually didn't think it was a brilliant movie.
It's an easy watch.
But. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There wasn't 1 second where I was like, this bites.
It's not a bum note in it, is there? Like?
No, like, I enjoy watching, and like, it was kind of clever, the actors they got, because I love Matt Damon in his classic, I know something you don't know sort of role.
I'm a guy. I'm the best guy.
I'm just a guy, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I'm the best
But
guy.
I've got, you know, my own issues. And he didn't even really have his own issues, really. And then Affleck was great. Bateman was great.
Tell you who I actually thought was really good.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, he was good.
He was really good in the few scenes where he's like, I believe you're an ex, you know, basketball guy.
Yeah.
That has turned into like working for Nike or whatever like that.
I liked just Nike. Him, to be honest. Yeah. But I liked the whole story of like, oh, they're, you know, all that stuff. We only have this much budget. We got to get three players. Who's going to be? I say we put it all on Jordan. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, I love all that sort of stuff. I just thought, I didn't really know what, I kind of thought tonally it was a bit, I'm like, is this like a comedy? Or
not
is
a
this,
comedy.
Because I kind of thought like, oh, they're kind of going right down the middle. Like, they're
sure
not
is.
Too much one or the other. And then there'd be some things where I'd be like, it's funny, but I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting a joke like that in this movie. You know what I mean?
It's classic Hollywood filmmaking. Like, if it was done by a better studio.
Yeah.
Like this, or if it was released 15 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago. This would be like, a big ass movie that like everybody went to see.
They story, thought it was going to be, right?
Story about Michael Jordan. Yeah, but like, it's the same thing with Amazon. They don't know how to market or release a movie properly. Like, you know,
or
I mean?
Even show you in their interface when they do have it. You know? I'm not surprised they don't make 90
Matt Damon.
No one can find it anywhere on that fucking interface.
So, but like, it's the type of thing that like, if it was made in the 90s or the early 2000s, it would have made a fucking shit ton.
And why didn't it?
I think it was just the way it was released, and it kind of... just came and went. Like, there was no real big promotional push about it. I was excited to see it, but then it was like, oh, it's coming to Amazon in like a month. I was like, I'll just wait for Amazon. Like, you know, my time was limited. Whereas if it was, you know, Universal, and I was like, it's only coming to cinemas, and then you have to wait, 40 days.
Something.
Like, you know, well, I want to go see
Tease
it.
Tease me a little.
Yeah, you know.
Do you know, I kind of thought, like, and again, like, I did like the movie, but I kind of thought it was slightly low stakes.
Yeah.
There wasn't a huge amount of, like, overcoming the problem.
Here's the thing. If Nike doesn't get that contract, then Pixar never, no, not Pixar, Leica never exists.
If Nike doesn't get the Jordan contract.
Yeah, like, if they don't become the behemoth, because the guy who set up Leica, you know, Leica movies?
No, not really.
Paranorman.
Oh, yeah.
Coraline. I think Coraline is one. I think, you know, Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those movies, they were basically, I think it's the main guy at Nike's son. He just gave him money to start his own movie studio.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they invested quite heavily.
Well, that's interesting, because those are all dog shit movies, apart from Coraline, that you...
Kubo and the Two Strings is that good? Yeah, really good, man.
Okay. I haven't seen it, to be fair, but it just looked shy.
Also, Paranorman is very fun.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are ones that you should be showing Joni, actually.
Okay.
I brought my nephew to see Paranorman way back when.
Yeah.
And it might have been a bit scary for him, because he was only like 7.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was loving it. Like, it was,
nice.
And like, you know, I was like, you can close your eyes if you want.
Yeah, I was watching Jurassic Park only yesterday, where I just put it on because I thought Joni would like it. She was terrified by it, and she was like, what was this? Like, did you see this when you were kids? And I was like,
six.
Yeah, I think Kerry was 6 and I would have been about 8.
Yeah,
like, and I was like, I think it was PG at the time. I was like, no, I was 12.
A lot of it goes over your head though, right?
But she was proper, like, she'd be kind of looking, it's like, maybe turn it off or something, like, proper, like, kind of quietly freaking out about it. Like, what's going on now, trying to be cool. Yeah, you
well,
know.
Well, I had that over Christmas.
I was like, wow, like,
did I say that to you? That, like, I had it over Christmas with Jumanji.
Oh yeah,
and like the last hour of it was on TV. Like
the newer ones?
No, the Robin Williams one.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is probably more unsettling.
Yeah.
Than the Kevin Hart ones.
Seen that, yeah.
But like, you know, Bonnie sat with me and watched it, but she was kind of like, I was like, I'll protect you, don't worry, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like the bits with the plants and the spiders and all that shit. Like, now it looks cheesy as hell now.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, or like even Robin Williams' face being like, I'm in the floorboard.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, that's a weird image that will stay with you. Like, you know what I mean?
I think there's certain things that we just...
I was like, I was happy that I was like, well, you made it through it. Like,
and
I was like, and now we can watch you. And I was like, no, thanks. Like, all right.
In fact, I never want to watch a movie like that ever again.
I hate, she said this to me the other day. Like, she's trying to hurt me. I don't want to watch a movie. Why not? Because I hate movies. A dagger through my heart.
And look, I can't say you didn't have fair warning. Faye probably warned you. I've warned you many times that you overplayed your hand on the movies.
I'm trying to, like, a cartoon movie. I'm not saying let's watch The Godfather. You know, like, now, son, we're gonna.
I think I said the same thing to you last year. Well, I hate movies. Yeah. I'll never watch movies anymore.
But it's different with you.
Now I do.
And they're gonna come around. Just like you came around.
I came around.
Yeah. Speaking of movies,
well, actually. Yeah, go on, yeah.
Well, I watched the movie.
Oh, yeah. Go on, yeah.
I've seen Marty Supreme.
What is that?
It's a Timmy movie. Timmy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Ping Pong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good?
Good. Very good. Very good. Mm. Very good.
Just very good, not great.
I think at a certain point in the movie, I was like, whoo, this is like up there with the best I've seen all year.
Yeah.
And not that it drags, but it could have cut about 15-20 minutes.
How long is it?
It's 2:30, I think, or 2:25, around that.
Who directed this piece of shit?
Josh Safdie of the Safdie brothers, who directed Uncut Gems and Good Time.
Yeah.
His brother split off. Benny directed The Smashing Machine with The Rock.
Ah, yes.
Which I think I'm going to watch just to compare.
You should, just try and put your bias aside.
No, the fucking... This movie is like, you're like, oh, okay, I see... Uncut Gems. I see.
Yeah,
like a lot of this movie is people running around and yelling.
Okay.
He's running. He's doing stuff. People are chasing him. They're yelling at him. They're giving out to him. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like or a good time. Like, you know what I mean?
Like the tension rising.
There's ping pong in the middle of it. Like he's a like a great ping pong player, but he's also doing all this shit.
Let me guess, he studied for 6 months, practiced ping pong for years. What a fucking prick.
He's doing the work. He's doing the work.
He is. No, he's
probably going to win the Oscar for
And he deserves it. Yeah. You know, it seems very at odds that he's with Kylie Jenner.
But then I'm like, oh, maybe he's just a bit basic. Like,
it's weird. It's weird that she's into him, and it's weird that he's into her. Well,
she's into him because he's
a bit of a sniveling snot boy.
He's not really. He's skinny.
Skinny and short and kind of. Like,
but he's cool.
He is cool. The power of confidence. That's it. Like, man, oh my god.
So, you know, and that's him in the movie as well. Like, he's super duper confident. He's fast talking. He's really good at ping pong. You know? Yeah. And it's a weird movie because it's made in the 2020s. It's set in the 1950s.
Yeah.
But it has like a 1980s like synth soundtrack.
Okay.
It's very cool.
That's very Safety Brothers, isn't it?
Yeah, very Safty. And like, I enjoyed it. It's really good. There's some absolutely transcendent moments where I was like, fuck, that's amazing. Yeah. And there's some crazy moments where you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's sad moments in it as well. And there's really good performances. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow was in it, and it's like, oh, nice to see Gwyneth, like,
El Gwyn,
trying, or like, you know,
being locked in,
not just being Pepper Potts and then not remembering she was in the movie when somebody's interviewing her. It's like, I wasn't in any Spider-Man movies. Like, yeah, you were. What? No, I wasn't. It's like, Jon Favreau was like, we were in the movie together, me, you, the scene at the end with Tom Holland and the wedding ring. She's like, I wasn't in that movie. He's like, you were. Like,
but did I hear a thing of like, Chalamet had a ping pong table like brought to different sets where he was,
and he was same thing when he was doing Dylan. He was like playing the guitar, like learning how to play. Like, he does the work. I appreciate that. I gotta give it to him, man.
He's pure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
pure actor, which you know usually means pretentious, but
a little bit of snot.
He's definitely got snot boy energy for sure.
I don't know.
Timothy Chalamet, first of all, in the name. And he looks so much like a Timothy Chalamet.
But what do you want? Like, you can't help what you're called.
Timothy. You're an actor. I'm surprised he didn't go with the initial mid in between first name and surname. Timothy S. Chalamet or something. That seems right up his alley.
What's the S stand for?
Snot boy.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it's going to be one for me. Sounds a bit long, to be honest. What did you give it on Letterboxd?
I gave it 4.5. 4.5.
Scathing.
I'm doing the pod this week. My top 10, because I've like one more movie to watch that I think I can, and it's not The Smashing Machine.
All right.
Then I can think I'll be happy that I've seen everything that I can see
from last year. Yeah.
And I will say I normally have room at like the 10 spot for a 4-star movie.
Yeah. No room this year?
No room this year. I think my 4.5 stars go like into the teens.
Wow.
Very strong year for movies this year.
Would you say this is, or 20, last year will it be looked back on as like another 1999?
I think close to it, because like you're gonna have Sinners, you're gonna have One Battle After Another, you're gonna have Weapons, like three kind of like massive genre movies that broke out, and then you're gonna have stuff like I haven't seen it yet and I don't know, but like Hamnet is gonna be big, and then you've got other stuff.
I heard it was very good.
I don't know,
not my interest, but you know,
I don't know. Faye wants to go see it, so you know, I'm not gonna say no to a night out of the movies. Movie, but like, I don't know. It's rough stuff, I think.
Yeah.
You know, death of your child.
That was
a good time.
That was a good time. Yeah. Hey, I have a secret I want to confess to you,
sure,
and the listener. I've got a new secret napping spot.
Ooh.
I'm like George.
In your house?
No, in this very room, Terry.
Behind the couch?
No. So what happens is I leave for work early to avoid traffic, because traffic's gone mental. And as I mentioned to you, the window in my car is broke, so it's going to be a cold ride home on the motorway today.
No worries, I have my extra layers on. No worries,
because it's in the passenger side.
Yeah, like, I know.
You're literally hopeless, like
smoking out the window, like.
Yeah. But so I come in early to beat the traffic, because otherwise I'm just sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get here, I'm so fucking tired because you know of the baby.
What time are you leaving at? 6.
I leave at 5:30.
Whoa!
And I get in here for about 6:30.
So like good 2 hours before anybody's here, really. Like.
Yeah, but the problem is that my boss gets in at about maybe 7:40. So, but I get here, sometimes I get here maybe 6:15 if there's no traffic, which like today, and I'll come in here, right, and the lights will be all off, and I'll have my big fluffy hoodie because my car is so cold with the window, and I'll just lie down there, and I've discovered this like white noise account, right? It's like it's like you're in space, okay, right? So hang on, let me see if I can find it.
Are you putting this in the headphones, or are you?
No, I just have it here, and I lie there, and I have a hot water bottle, and I stick my hands in my little hoodie with a hot water bottle, and I have this, and it's dark, and I'm like, no one knows I'm here. And I sleep, and I mean, like, I'd be asleep within 5 minutes, and it's, honestly, it's absolutely divine. I tell you what it was, what's divine about it, if I may, because going to sleep at home is great, but I know, it's like, I might not...
Somebody's waking me up.
You know what I mean? It's the feeling of like, I don't think this is going to be uninterrupted. Whereas at least I know
there is.
I will know. Whereas at least I know in here I will get a good hour 10 extra. That I mean, fair enough. The
that
alarm
goes a,
wakes
that
me
goes
up.
A long way though. You know
it does. But then I kind of wake up. I'm like, what? What is it?
Did you call me, Spud? No.
But it's my little. I've done it now the last 3 mornings in a row, and it's been so lovely. And I don't know why, but yeah, that's my new little
nice.
My little secret thing that I got going on here.
A secret nap.
Yeah.
I haven't had a secret nap in a while.
It's quite nice.
Schedule. When I was sick over Christmas, I had a couple of scheduled. Like, yeah. You go up and lie down. I'm like, you sure? And then it's like, ooh. But like, I had on, I think it was Liverpool Wolves.
Yeah.
And had that on, like, just playing while I was, like, in and out of sleep. And then, like, I woke up and, like, Faye had come in and turned it off. Like,
nice.
Shut that shit off.
Do you know, I love, my favorite way to fall asleep, and I know this is not optimal, is the
TV.
Oh, yeah. But the dozing, where, like, I love to be like, I can't keep my eyes open, and then like I'm watching UFC or something, and I'll open it back up like, oh, it's the next fight, like, oh yeah. Okay, you know, and just I don't know why what it is, but that's sort of like, I can't keep my, like, just drifting in and out. I fucking love it.
I am less fond of it because it normally happens when I'm downstairs and then I realize, oh, I still have to
do
this before I go to bed, or whatever. I gotta set the alarm. Make sure the cat is out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like online. Like, when I say if I'm sick and I'm in the spare room, it's laptop open, something's playing, and I literally will turn away from it. So I'm not even watching. Yeah. I'm just listening to the ambient noise of it. Like,
100%.
You're like, ah.
Oh, God, I love sleep so much. Well, listen.
Yeah.
There's a new segment on the show.
Yes.
Now, we were throwing some names around. Because essentially what we're going to do is we're going to take two songs
with the same title
and we're going to decide which one is better.
Yeah, this came to me over, I think it was before Christmas, I messaged you about this.
Yeah.
Where it was like, huh, you know, those two songs have the exact same title. Like,
yeah.
The most basic thought of mine. And I was like, why don't we investigate which we like better? Like,
I just like segments, to be honest. So we were trying to run some titles, so... Two songs, one title. That was one. Title fight! Exclamation point, which I thought was a bit basic, but pretty on the nose. Hey, that's not the song I'm talking about. That was another one. The same name game. But the one we settled on was Sir, a Second Son Has Hit the Tower.
Never forget.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better?
All right.
Okay, so the songs we're talking about this week are both titled Lonely Boy.
Uh-huh.
So we had the Black Keys.
Yeah.
Lonely Boy. And we have Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy.
Insert bit here.
What a lonely boy.
Yes. Do you know?
Oh, what a lonely boy. Dun, 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 dun. Ding, 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 ding. There was a third one that I could have put in there as well, but I thought we might have been crowding.
Crowd the plate.
Yeah, it was a Paul Anka song called Lonely Boy.
Sound better from coming from Paul Anka.
Don't stop the
monsters. What else?
I love the way they draw those characters as well, where it's like the mouth is not a straight line, it's like a curved in line. It's like old man lips. Like,
I know. Right, so there's Lonely Boy from the Black Keys, which we all know.
Yeah.
And then Lonely Boy from Andrew Gold, as you said.
Yeah.
Now, when I think of you,
Jenny, yes,
and I do, that's the Andrew Gold version strikes me as the sort of song that is right up your alley in terms of...
Come on.
It's like that.
It's on my playlist. This was the, it came up on my thing and I was like, this is... I was like, oh yeah.
There's a certain jauntiness of 70s song. You know, like that other song came on. You're like, because it's all right, gonna get
we're gonna step right back.
That was on last week and I was like, oh, this is a very Terry song.
I think that's... Oh, it's not Captain and Tennille, but no, it's something. Tell you, it's in Starsky and Hutch.
I know, that's what I
when they go dancing
from,
together. Yeah, like,
that's what I was thinking of. And, but there's a certain jaunt.
This is like, it's not yacht rock.
No, but it's like
it's
adjacent.
It's in the next harbour over. And here's the, you know what the kicker is that like knocks it over the top. A little while ago, I was flicking around on the old movie channels and I turned on at the perfect intersection of Boogie Nights.
Ooh.
The pool party scene.
This strikes me as a Boogie Nights song.
It's in Boogie Nights, but it's not on the soundtrack, which is why it's kind of a hidden. If you're a Boogie Nightsman, it's a hidden gem because it's a scene where they've had like. You know, Mama Told Me Not to Come, You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate. A bunch of the songs have kind of rolled into each other, and then the party is in full swing, and it cuts in. It's actually quite a tragic bit in the movie.
Yeah.
It cuts into like Amber Waves. You know, Julianne Moore, her son is trying to contact the mom, and it's like Louise Guzman's like, "No, there's no one here by that. Hold on, let me see." And like, and like that song, he's like, "No, no, sorry," and like just hangs up. It's like, what a lonely boy. And like the poor little kid's face is like him on the end of the empty phone.
Yeah,
I was like, oh man. So like that also kicks it over the top for me.
Yeah, it's got it. I mean, that lonely boy from...
And, sorry to cut you off, it is a story. I love a song that's a story.
What's the story?
If you listen to the lyrics,
really,
and it's like,
the lyrics
is like, he was born in 1969. And it's like
1951. Yeah. With a slap of the hand, he had landed as an only son.
Yeah.
His mother and father said, "What a lovely boy! We'll teach him what we learned." Ah, yes, just what we
learned.
We'll teach him how to fight to be nobody's fool. Oh,
be nobody's fool. Oh, but then it's like next verse is like he has a sister and comes
to
like,
tend
to
her needs. She's much younger than you. Well, he ran down the hall and he cried. Oh, how could his parents have lied?
All right, a bit more life.
All
right. whereas with the Black Keys, like Lonely Boy, I like listened to it there again. And I was like, what is it? Like, I'm a lonely boy.
Yeah,
I'm alone. I was like, what's the meaning?
Well, do you know what? I think
it humps up.
Yeah,
but then it kind of actually flatlines a little bit for me, I think.
Like the chorus, like I think it's a better intro. I love that.
Disagree.
Like,
strongly disagree.
I don't know. Let's just play for it.
Yeah.
Right now that bit's fine, but it's the next little bit where it's just about to, he's just about to sing, and the first line, "I'm so above you," it's plain to see. Obvious.
A bit butt rock, isn't it? Like, it's a bit butt rock. Like,
butt rock?
Yeah. Ass rock.
No!
It's a little bit like...
Anyway.
It's like, if you isolate that part, right, and play it again, it kind of sounds like a Jim Johnston WWE entrance theme. For some rando guy, like,
well,
it's not quite like Christian levels of like butt rock, like, but like it's almost there. It's brushing up against it.
I don't know. I just kind of thought it was a bit bluesy, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not bluesy. It doesn't seem.
But I will say, I wasn't a huge El Camino's man. I'm more of a brothers man in terms of my Black Keys enjoyment.
I think that was the first one that kind of got me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because that had that one, like, Gold on the Ceiling, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but, like, Brothers, I don't think there's a bad song on it. Whereas I liked that. I liked a few others from El Camino.
Was that not the breakthrough, though, El Camino?
I think it probably was the big one, but I think Brothers had, like, Tighten Up, you know, all that sort of one. Like, you know what I'm on?
No.
You do know it.
Not that version of it.
Okay, look, I'm sorry.
Not your version of it.
No. Hang on a second.
Terry, you gotta give it. Please, Terry.
This one.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to fucking love the Black Keys back
then. See, that's why I thought it'd be a good one, because I knew you were a fan.
Yes, very good. Piqued my interest.
Yeah. So. I'm firmly Andrew Gold.
I'm going to give it to Andrew Gold.
I think
it's
better, right?
I'm going to give it to my man. Yeah. My namesake.
Yeah. I tell you, it's nice one. If you ever listen to our shared playlist, Andy, it's a good one to have on the car. The Garbage Patrol 2.0. You can get it on Spotify, folks, if you listen to it.
You should check it out. Garbage Patrol 2.0. I mean, I've just heard
2.0, whatever you want to call it.
2.0. Yeah.
If you're saying it to an Alexa, it will not recognize when you say 2.0. You say Garbage Patrol 2.0.
Don't like that.
No, like that.
Well, while we're still on, so Andrew Gold wins it.
Andrew Gold wins first, the inaugural
of the Sir, a second song has hit the towers.
Working title. We'll work it out.
Next, we have another musical segment. Is Bangers for Terry.
Boom, it's Bangers for Terry. What will you be?
This is probably the most current bangers for Terry. My man Bruno Mars is back, and he's got he's brought something with him, a new song. I Just Might. Now I'm gonna play the song, and then I'm gonna see what you think.
Yeah.
You better show me now, 'cause when I take it to the floor, you gotta get down. You know what to do.
Hit me.
I like this song. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm as enthusiastic about it as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just my cynical brain. It
is. But that's what I want to get into, actually.
Yeah, because I like Bruno Mars. But he does seem to me a bit of a magpie, music-wise.
As in...
And I don't mean necessarily as a criticism, but it's like, oh, that sounds like the Police. That sounds like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That sounds like, Uptown Funk is...
Uptown Funk's probably, I
don't know.
He actually featured on that, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think that's him, per se. But, they're good songs, the ones I'm talking about there. This one, it's catchy. It is catchy.
Yeah.
It strikes me as a song from, 2012... that was used on an Apple ad or something, trying to sell me happy.
Do you know, I'll say this.
Yeah. You know, you know what I'm saying?
I will say.
It doesn't seem authentic.
He leans on. Now, I've heard people say, he keeps releasing the same song, which I think is bollocks, because he definitely doesn't do that. But
this is different.
What he does do is he does kind of lean on the nostalgia musical vibe. But
I'm not saying
he's not really reinventing music or anything like that. But what I appreciate about him, and there is a level of plasticity or something to it, I will say, a level of it. But for me, when I hear him, one, I think he's just supremely talented,
and he is.
He pretty much plays all the instruments, comes up with the songs. Like, it's not like, oh, here's a great track, put your vocals on it, sort of thing. He does it all,
except for that Uptown Funk one.
Yeah,
his biggest hit ever.
It seems, and because everything's so cynical, this just seems to shine a bit brighter for me. Where I'm like, do you know what? This is just a good time, and his videos are a good time, and he's a good time, and it's like, you don't get many
that's
good times
what we wanted you to think, Andy.
But like, you know what I mean, I just thought it's so refreshing that he's just coming out, because everything's cynical and everything has to be a little self-referential, and it has to be a little, you know, like, I feel like everything just has to be very like yeah, I know I'm doing the good thing, yeah. But you know, where he's just like, no, this is just, you know, what I want to do. Now, the only thing I'm weary of is the fact that I like it so much so quick that I feel like I get sick of it in a week's time.
Normally, I don't think I will listen to that song again.
Okay.
I listened to it like thrice. Okay. And then by the third time I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
Now I come out a bit more cynical than you, that I'm like, I don't think this is like, everybody be happy. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, it feels to me a bit more like.
It's funny because I've seen, like, someone said, bro keeps releasing the same song over and over. He just replied, and you ain't never been shit in your whole life.
All right. Okay.
But do you know what I think? Like, because I do really like him, like, because I've seen a lot of thing of, like, apparently he's worked up this major gambling debt in Vegas.
Really?
Right. And everyone's like, oh, well, no wonder he keeps releasing all these songs. He's got to pay off that big gambling debt. And, like, it was all just kind of...
AC said 10%.
Yeah, it was kind of spoken about. And then he, you know, that song, Appetite, with...
Yeah,
And it was a monster worldwide hit with billions of
streams. Is he in it?
Yeah, he's featuring him. I think he kind of made it and kind of gave
big,
it.
Big song in there.
Massive. And see on my story where he's like, if it passed a billion streams, he's like, keep streaming, y'all. I'll be out of debt in no time. Yeah, so like he's funny.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that you just don't see him. Like,
he's not ubiquitous. Like, he's not everywhere.
He just comes out when he has music that he makes himself.
I
just think, you know what? You know, fair play to him.
He's doing it right.
He's doing it right.
He's doing it right. Not like, Will Smith or whoever.
Man. I've seen he has a thing.
Something's going to, like, like I was saying to you, like, he's probably going to need, like, another Men in Black. Or like another bad boys, you know, something like that. Like, because
to bring him back around, I don't know. I feel he may be past the point of
saving.
Do you think
he's travolted?
I mean, unless he needs a time away, I think, because I'm seeing the mask so clearly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm seeing his sad eyes. Yeah. I'm seeing his, you know, I'm seeing it all. With him now, whereas that's what, and like, it's funny because Tony's is exactly the same. As soon as the slap happened, I'm like, don't want to know.
Yeah.
Whereas normally I'd be like, oh, but it's Big Will. Yeah. And like, for whatever reason about this, as soon as the slap happened, I was like, oh, he's, you know, he's a big fraud. Like, you'd been saying it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Now, he's the one that should have done a movie with a Safdie brother. Never mind The Rock.
Needs it. You know what I mean?
Maybe
he needs to do something so different. Going back to music now, and the music he's putting out is such ass.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. And it's so, like, it would have been bad even in like 96.
But if you think about it, like, this happened with Cruise. You know, this.
With the couch, I'm in love.
Yeah. You know, like, that happened. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He was able to pull it back together, a little bit in the Windowless, but like, he was able to pull
it back. Mission Impossible.
I think Ghost Protocol really pulled it back. Mm. Like, Ghost Pro was a huge hit. And it was
Ghost Pro.
Because they were like, Jeremy Renner's here. The guy who takes over Bourne is going to take over Mission Impossible, Mr. Cruise. And he's like, fine speech.
Fetch
it. fine speech. Like, get your ass out of my ring. Like, you know, it was John Cena buried this guy. And it's like, I'm still here fucking 14 years later. You know, Will Smith has not. I mean, he's won an Oscar since then, but that was like
an anomaly. That night.
Yeah, like an anomaly.
You almost forget he's won it because of that's not the big story of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've seen he's on something now on Disney, like Pole to Pole with Will Smith, where he's traveling. And like a couple of years ago, I'd have locked that up.
Didn't he do a thing a couple of years ago where it was like
he's like narrating
fat
the
transformation? He's like, I'm in the worst shape of my life,
yeah,
and I'm going to transform myself. Yeah, like
and then it was like, I don't want to do it anymore.
like, but Will, you still have two stones to lose.
It was like an empty chair, and there was like a voice note from him. It's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not whatever. You know, that sort of stuff.
So, that's how it ended.
I think that's how it ended. Yeah, something like, I can't remember how it ended, but I could be wrong.
It's like the Mr. McMahon documentary. Like, he did not respond.
They're all there, but just an empty chair. You know, and then there's the song. So. It's just such a shame, but you know,
who would
we're all wearing masks in a way.
Yes, that's very true.
You might say the mask we all wear sometimes slips.
You're just saying words now. It's not in any way, shape, or form profound. Like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, you're just pausing
for
effect. Speaks
to the masks we all wear: the family mask, the public mask, the.
We all wear a mask. I'm Ben Stein in The Mummy. Oh, The Mask.
The Mask.
Yeah.
What's your man's name from...
he died recently.
No?
Yeah.
There's Peter always Green. Time for him.
Yeah, he died over Christmas. I knew I had to bring something that was like celebrity deaths.
Oh, yeah.
And like, he died. Dorian. You know. Oh, yeah.
Is he also in Goonies? The one who sings the opera, and Sloth's going like, and he's
I don't think so, mate.
Is that the same guy?
No, I mean, you he's know, in he's training.
One of the bad guys.
He's in Training Day. You shot me. that's pretty
no,
good.
No, I don't know, because that doesn't sound like the guy I'm thinking of.
It's definitely him. He fucking shot me.
No, his voice is a bit lower, man.
Yeah, and hey, he's like the gimp. You know, we're going to wait until Zed gets here.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction. Yeah. He's in like the
No, I'm thinking that,
you're thinking of Peter Green.
I don't know.
Yeah. He was, tell you what he's in.
Okay. Yeah,
pilot episode of Justified. Have you ever gone off your fat ass and
watched it?
You never watched the pilot episode.
I did.
So you know,
10 seconds.
Yeah, that's
it.
Him, like.
Oh yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah.
You can't shoot me.
That is to say, I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, look. And that's the report.
Not really. We'll get our plugs in.
By the way, I put some. You can find us on YouTube, as I mentioned. Mm. But I'm also putting out some shorts.
Oh,
a bit of pushback on our Ricky Gervais comments. But
nice interaction,
engagement.
Yeah,
I'm not deleting it.
No, don't.
I won't. Like, you told me not to. I won't.
Check
I promise.
No
I
more won't. Deleting. I won't. Right. No more deleting. No. That Marvel clip. I was.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
So happy to see.
I left.
Those fucking dorks. Give out about Deadpool and Wolverine, the fucking worst movie I saw that year.
I'm trying to get the YouTube stuff up so the shorts will feed in if they like it. It'll feed in the big, and if they don't, whatever.
Yeah, get people talking.
But yes, so you can find us there on YouTube at What's So Great About Pod. We would love it if you would subscribe to us there. And what else?
Well, for the low fee of €5 a month, you can subscribe to the Patreon, where you got a bunch of episodes just waiting to make sweet love to your ear holes.
Oh, holes. You don't need to say holes.
Well, just ears?
Just ears would have been more PG, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're an explicit podcast.
True.
There's a little E. Yeah, there's a little E beside us there. We got access to a bunch of back catalogues of What's So Great About, our miniseries about movies. We got What's So Great About the MCU. We got What's So Great About 90s action movies. We got What's So Great About Ryan Gosling. We got What's So Great About Big Will's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies. What's So Great About the films of Tony Scott. What's So Great About heist movies. What's So Great About the year 2007. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was literally the last one we did.
Was it?
And we're in the midst where we've kicked off our current miniseries of What's So Great About the Movies of Matt Damon, as voted on by our lovely patrons over there. And you too can help shape the podcast whatever way you like. Just give us €5 a month
for the privilege.
And there's a bunch of other stuff, standalone episodes there. But even if you're a patron and you want us to cover something, just hit us up on old DM, and yeah, we'll.
Plus, you get access to these episodes as soon as they are made. Yeah. So you don't have to wait till Monday. If you just can't wait to listen to us till Monday, that's your solution.
And you know, this week, if you sign up right now, you're going to get access to the Boston Terry and Andy, Matt and Ben's new movie, The Rip.
The Rip.
It's on Netflix, just sitting there waiting.
Is it out? There,
Friday.
Okay.
So, like, it's just, it'll just be like watching me and Andy on screen.
Yeah.
Which one of you do you think?
I would think I'm more Damon.
Yeah, you're Damon.
I think you're a bit more Fleck.
Yeah.
Why don't you get the legendary
stick man over here? Married to one person.
Yeah. Stick man.
Yeah, I love that. Love that term.
Folks.
Yeah. But if you can't afford the €5
doing
month.
Both bits, huh?
Yeah, I got it. Fucking
well, I thought you were doing mine, I was going to do yours.
Yeah, well, whatever, man. Yeah, right.
That's wrong. I shouldn't have brought it up. But if you can't do that, you can do me. Oh, I'm all better now, Terry.
Yes.
We discussed Man United's. Jesus.
Not so easy, is it? Yeah.
We discussed Man United's problems about winning 5 games in a row, but we don't want five games.
You're learning, yeah.
We want 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're supposed to then, you know. How does he do it?
Yeah, but like, reaction is telling.
Okay, fair enough. On Spotify, we had a bunch of episodes removed from Spotify, by the way.
Why?
I don't know, Spotify don't play when it comes to clips being in your episodes, I guess. So a bunch of the old Simpsons ones were all gone. So I got to be careful about what I add now. Spotify, and they're fucking me over with the Spotify for Creators as well. I can't log in to put videos up on Spotify because there's some double thing on Spotify. I was on 3 hours. I was on a web chat with someone from Spotify during work hours and still couldn't fucking fix it. At one stage, I'm not so rude, but like, I am not the same in normal.
You're talking to a robot, man.
They were saying something and they asked me like for the fifth time in a row, and I just typed ha 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 ha, as in like I'm going insane, like no. And I'm like, Andrews, I was like, who am I, why are we doing that? Anyway, check us out, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere.
Yeah,
you know that.
Leave us a rating review, really helps grow the podcast. We're currently sitting pretty at number 35 in movie reviews, but I want us to be one, ideally. Number five would be good. Johnny Five is alive.
Maybe we're miscategorized since we spent the first half of this podcast talking about football.
Could throw it in there. I mean, what
sports, kind of, movies, where else would you get it, actually?
Yeah.
The variety, music.
If you could click variety show. Smile really time variety really hour.
But on that note, Terry, you better wrap up warm, my friend, because
thanks.
Gonna be cold.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for supporting the pod. And as ever, Andy,
I love you so much.
And I like you as a friend.
But just give us your money and you'll turn that little L into a big L.
Behind the paywall, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Until next time, folks, we will see you next week. Have a good week.
Goodbye.